A group of Tanchamar area residents are gathering signatures for a petition in support of French immersion in the province. Organizer Lorian Ronis says the petition is not just focused on French immersion, but on asking the government for the required supports to improve education outcomes in English learning as well.
First, it asks the Department of Education to cease its pursuit of the framework. It asks the department to maintain and enhance the existing French immersion program and make it accessible to more students with the long-term goal of building meaningful bilingualism, not just reducing French to the capacity of being able to order a hamburger. The second key thing that the petition asks is that the Department of Education strategically address the current challenges that exist across all facets of the education system. So that includes improving faster access or having access to improved services, more efficient assessments, and having more qualified and experienced teachers in both languages, along with support staff, educational support staff, allied educational health professionals, and resources like psychologists and mental health.
Ronis says the petition will go to Memram Cook Tanchamar MLA Megan Mitten for presentation to the legislature in March. And because it's going to the legislature, the petition can't be online but needs handwritten signatures.
Anyone in New Brunswick can sign the petition of any age. So it's not limited. The only caveat is that it has to be a written petition. And we're asking that all petitions be returned to me. I'm just kind of coordinating the gathering of them by the 3rd of March. And certainly if anyone is interested in signing or if anyone is interested in collecting signatures, they're free to contact me. We have a Facebook page, French Immersion in Sackville. And I know that there are signatures being collected every Saturday at the Sackville Farmers Market at Alice Cotton's table, and there are other people circulating as well.
Ronis and a number of other residents from the Facebook group called French Immersion Supporters in Sackville NB attended a public consultation session hosted by the Department of Education last month. Teachers, parents, and administrators came out in droves to express their concerns about the government's proposed plan, which would see French immersion and English Prime phased out and a new 50-50 program introduced starting in kindergarten in grade 1. The New Brunswick Teachers Association was the latest group to ask the government to shelve the plan, calling for an end to political interference in education. Amidst the public opposition, Premier Blaine Higgs told reporters last week that the plan is not a sure thing. Ronis says that possible capitulation is not enough to stop the need to organize a petition among Sackville area residents.
Well, I'm not sure if the government is really releasing official statements. We've definitely heard some rumblings, and I know that there are other MLAs that are starting to voice their concern with the petitions from across all party lines, I guess. I think until the government comes out with an explicit statement and commitment, I think it's important for people who believe that the education system should be improved in different ways to maintain that voice. Petitions are one way that, the regular person can put their voice to an issue. And it's relatively safe for people who don't necessarily feel comfortable in front of the limelight. But the more signatures on a petition that's presented to the legislature, the louder that voice is perceived by the government. So I think it's important to stay the course with the petition and make the sentiment known and make the request to the government known.
That's Sackville resident Lorianne Ronis. To get in touch with Ronis or other petition organizers, check out the Facebook group French Immersion Supporters in Sackville NB. The petition is also available throughout February at the Deus Ex Machina coffee stand at the Sackville Farmers Market.